Stefan Schmidt and the members of E Tempi, conducted by Georg Garabekian, in the Guitar Concerto Opus 16 by Antoine Deloyer. Coming up next, an interview with composer and music educator Kevin Taylor. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. If you'd like more information about this week's program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find out about some of the other work we do, including our Music and Medicine program, which presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. You can also find out about our exciting new public television program for PBS stations nationwide. That's called American Classic. That address again is classicalguitaralive.org. Guitarist and composer Kevin Taylor has introduced over 17,000 children to music through the classical guitar through the Child Bloom Guitar Program he founded. He's also the composer of numerous works for guitar ensemble, including a new piece recorded by Tyler Rhodes titled Scenes from the Fourth System. Kevin Taylor spoke about the piece.
Well, the fourth system, there's a lot of Lydian mode in this, and so I didn't know what to call it, so since Lydian is the mode built on the fourth of the scale, I thought I'd call it the fourth system.
Maybe that's why I was thinking it reminded me of sci-fi music, because a lot of sci-fi music uses it in Lydian mode, you know, like the Jetsons theme song, that's Lydian mode.
I was not thinking of the Jetsons.
Yeah.
And actually, when it was composed, as many compositions go, they kind of have a life of their own, and they go where they want to go. After writing it, I realized it was similar to the Mussorgsky piece, except there are four movements, if you will, in this, connected by music that I perceive as the narrator of the piece. I call that the wanderer. The first movement is called the Tourmaline Fountain, which is an attempt to create a scene of a fountain of gemstones, hard gemstones, and some of the high notes with guitar that do not have a broad decay sound real hard and harsh, and that was the intent of using that register. The second movement is called Romance of the Trees, and it's basically a choral polyphony. And the third movement is Rising of the Crimson Moons, which is basically a minimalist piece. And then it moves into the Dance of the Fireflies, which is a bitonal duet over a repetitive ground. And then it ends with a feeling of wonder. That's what I tried to communicate in the music.
Lila Rhodes performing Scenes from the Fourth System by Kevin Taylor. This is from the latest by Australian guitarist Rupert Boyd, a piece titled Fantasy on a Hawaiian Lullaby by Byron Yasui. Thank you. Rupert Boyd performing Fantasy on a Hawaiian Lullaby by Byron Yasui. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. There are many benefits to classical music, such as entertainment and education, but certainly none more worthy than healing. For over 10 years, Classical Guitar Alive has presented hundreds of hospital and hospice performances in its innovative music and medicine program. You can find out more on our website, classicalguitaralive.org. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Pablo Villegas performing Granada by Agustín Lara. Thank you. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Pablo Villegas performing Granada by Agustín Lara. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.